President John Mahama has cautioned ministers of state to desist from going to the media to castigate their fellow ministers. Describing such behavior as unacceptable, he urged them to abide by the ethics of the office they hold. President Mahama was swearing in the last batch of 35 deputy ministers at Flagstaff House in Accra. He admonished them to make modesty, humility and accessibility their leading principles, a report by Pascaline Adadevo.
The 35 deputy ministers who took the oath of allegiance, secrecy and office are Justice and Attorney General Dr. Dominic Ayene, Lands and Natural Resources Baba Sewa and Yao Efabefi, Education Samuel Okujeto Ablakwa, Information and Media Relations Felix Ofosu-Kwachi and Murtala Ibrahim, Finance Kassel Bar-Forson, Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration Thomas Kwarty, Local Government and Rural Development Emmanuel Kwejo-Jekum, Environment Bernice Adikuhelu and Dr. Mohamed Alpha, and Transport Joyce Bawa-Montari. Others are Defense Ebenezer Okletete-Labi, Health Dr. Alfred Sugritia, Education Alex Sherme, Interior James Agauga, Water Resources Works and Housing Samson Ahi, Youth and Sport Joseph Yamin, Energy and Petroleum John Abdul Elijah Napo and Benjamin Dagadu. The rest are Food and Agriculture Dr. Ahmed Yakubu Alassan and Dr. Hannah Bisiu, Trade and Industry Nilante Vanderpoy, Communications Victoria Hammer, Local Government and Rural Development Baba Jamal, Chieftaincy and Traditional Affairs John Akon, Roads and Highways Isaac Ejemensa, Tourism and Creative Arts Jifa Gomashi, Employment and Labor Relations Nchibuesi Akusechere, Gender, Children and Social Protection Benita Okitibia and Rachel Apo, Fisheries and Aquaculture Development Aquinas Kwanzaa and Northern Region Alhaji Bashir Fuseni Alhassan. The President reminded the appointees to be mindful of their role as assistants to their ministers. He condemned acts of petty quibbles among ministers of state and urged them to abide by the rules that govern their work.
If there's anything that worries you, come to the President or the Vice President or the Chief of Staff or the Executive Secretary, as the case might be, and we would resolve the issues.
President Mahama also touched on his appointment of women to the ministries. He stated that such prejudices that go with appointment of women must be discarded because women are equally competent. He makes a case for women.
Indeed, some of the ministries are under the command of women completely, and somebody was very alarmed and was drawing my attention to it and thought it was a mistake. He said, haven't you noticed you've appointed only women in a certain ministry? And my response was, yeah, but we've appointed only men in other ministries too. And he said, but don't you know women can't work with women? Said O'Quarrel. I think that people's ability to work with each other are based on interpersonal relationships and their own attitudes and their own makeup. And so we need to discard those prejudices we have against our women.
On behalf of his colleagues, Deputy Minister of Education, Samuel Okujeto Ablakwa, promised to blaze the trail at all times.
We will not disappoint. We know he has very high standards. Public expectation of his government is very, very high, and we cannot afford to fail. We will not be quarrelsome, and we are not going to disobey orders. We will make sure that we are very cooperative so that His Excellency's vision will be executed.
The new deputy ministers have been directed by the President to report to their ministries on Friday, the 3rd of May at 8 a.m.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.